All right, I have on the phone Adam Ollig. Now, Adam is the organizer of a challenge that's been going on for a little while now, the One Bag Challenge, or the One Garbage Bag Challenge in Nova Scotia. And there are plenty of people in Yarmouth who are actually taking advantage of this as well, which is kind of cool, and it certainly is a great idea. So Adam's going to tell us all about it. Adam, first off, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Wade.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. What gave you the idea to come up with this?
Just over a month ago, March 29th, I was just out for a jog, a run, trying to stay active. And I just noticed a lot of litter and garbage just on the sidewalks and, you know, blowing around. And I followed the Nova Scotia Kitchen Party, and I saw how big of a success that was and how people, you know, are joining social media and just kind of trying to stay connected through this time. So I figured if I put a little challenge out to other Nova Scotians, you know, we could get out and maybe make a difference together. I know I could only clean up so much. And so I wanted to, you know, extend the challenge to family, friends. And then it just kind of took off from there. So.
Well, it definitely took off. You put this together. Did you start off by putting it together on Facebook and creating a Facebook page? Was that your first move?
So my first move was actually to get out and do the challenge, get some pictures, and me and my friend Dustin got out and did the challenge. We went out with one bag each, ended up getting 25 bags. I had to stop at Shoppers Drug Mart to buy a box of garbage bags. But it's actually a really fun thing to do, and it makes you feel good about yourself and just to know, you know, you're getting out and cleaning up the community and just helping us get back to a clean province, really. Pretty sad, the litter and garbage
out in the street. I agree with you. It kind of is. Now, the Facebook page, how many members do you have? I know you've got over 1,000.
Yeah, we just over 1,300. I just checked before I came on here. But it's actually been featured on CTV Morning Atlantic for Earth Day. I was on Live at 5 in the first week. It's been on TV, and people actually, once you see somebody doing the challenge and posting a picture, it kind of gives you that inspiration to get out yourself. And so that was kind of the idea behind it. Once you do the challenge, post a picture, challenge your friends, and, you know, together we really can make a difference. And such a good time right now. You know, you're only allowed out for walks and stuff in your neighborhood. So why not do something and help out while you're out there?
Absolutely. Clean up the neighborhood. Take a picture, put it on the Facebook page. There's lots of pictures there. And you put together, I thought was kind of cool, and I'll put this on my blog once this gets there, of the picture that you kind of collaged everybody. It's a huge, huge collage of people.
Yeah, we've had, you know, with over 1,300 members, God knows how many garbage bags we've collected now, because once people start, they really can't stop. So I've been finding. But I decided to kind of put, I did a little slideshow and then a collage. I just want to make sure everybody's feeling thankful. Like I want to thank everybody for doing the challenge. So I'm trying to get these little ideas to make sure everybody gets recognized for doing the challenge.
Now, where are you from? Where did this all start up?
I'm in Bedford currently. My parents are in Windsor. They've taken on the challenge quite a few times as well, so I have to give them a shout out. I'm in Bedford, Larry UTech area, so I've been cleaning up around here quite a bit.
Right on. I've hung around Larry UTech more than once. I love the pizza restaurant that's there. You've got people from all over Nova Scotia, including people from Yarmouth. I was looking at some pictures of fishermen who are getting involved in this.
Yeah, so it actually extended out to some fishermen. One guy, Wayne Jacquard, actually reached out to me, and he said, you know, he does this while he's out fishing. He collects garbage and brings it back in. So it's pretty interesting how far this can go. That was something I never really thought about when I started the challenge, how this is a problem in our oceans as well. So it's really cool to see some fishermen down in Yarmouth taking the challenge to another level and cleaning up our oceans as well. So it's awesome.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and congratulations. This is it's a good thing. It's a feel-good thing, and I promise during the weekend I'm going to clean up my neighborhood, and I'll take a picture and send it to the Facebook page.
Thanks so much, Wade. I just wanted to say hi to all my family and friends listening. I think a few people are listening online, so not in the Yarmouth area, but we got through online. So I just want to say hi to everybody and thank everybody who has already completed the challenge.
Right on.
Appreciate it.
That's great stuff. Thanks, Adam. And hi, Adam's friends. I hope you stay listening. You'll have a good time. Trust me. Adam,
absolutely.
Thanks a lot for talking to us, man.
Thanks, Wade. Have a great day.
You too. That is Adam Yellick, who is a very, very busy guy and is doing the Nova Scotia One Garbage Bag Challenge. You can find the Facebook page. I'll put a link on our actual blog. When I put the blog up, you can have the Facebook link. I'll put some pictures up. And, hey, maybe this weekend be a great time to do a little bit of cleanup as well.